is too late. Or Haim said that the delivery man will deliver it. They'll deliver it.
In the borrower, let's go back to our case. Who was the lender and the borrower? Yonah was the lender and Zevi was the borrower. Good. So if you recognize in the borrower Zevi, then he's a Baal Nidarah. He's got evil, bad nidos. Ve'eno makpid al mamon acherim. Zevi doesn't care about the money of other people. He's very free to spend their money, waste their money. Also, you calling it slow, they're going to be lost once it gets into Zevi's hands. It's over. This is what the Yonah's thinking, okay? The loyim matzen imal libos. You'll never find what to collect your debt from. The guy like this. He goes off to the casino, spends the money, doesn't care, borrows, doesn't pay, borrows your items, sends, gives it back broken. That's heavy, doesn't care. Okay? Mutav shelo yalvehu. It's better off if Yonah says, listen, I'm not lending to you. Zevi. Sorry. Now, Mima, I'm going to skip the brackets for a second. Mima shi alvehu, that's better than Yonah decides to tell Zevi, I don't have money to lend you. But it's better than what? Shi alvehu, that he's going to lend him the money, knowing what Zevi does with money in general. Be it starek lenakso. And now Yonah's going to have to be a no-gase. He's going to have to come after Zevi and keep hammering him and pestering him and annoying him. Where's the money? Where's the money? Where's the money? Which is in this Zaraisa. Because you know that you're not allowed to ask your borrower. We're going to get there in these halachas. If the lender cannot be a no-gase, you can't go over and sit on his head over and over and humiliate him and embarrass him to get your money when you know he doesn't have it. You know that Zevi doesn't have it because he spent it all last night. And now you're angry. You want your money. So the normal person would run the lender and run to the guy and says, what are you doing? Where's my money? And you know he just spent it all at the bar last night. All the money that he was supposed to pay you. You're not allowed to do that to a Jew. To a goy, yes. To a Jew, you're not allowed to. So it's better, says the Chafetz Chaim, that you just don't lend him anything. As opposed to lending him the money, and then you're going to have to be an annoyance. An annoying person keeps pressing him and pressing him for money when you know that can't come through, or he won't come through. Yes?
This is lending with Adam or
Shara. Hey, who cares? You're not going to get the money.
So then if you bring him to Basin, then what's the problem?
Okay, there's a problem is the fact that until you get to Basin, you're going to be pressing and pressing and doing a virus. And then you go to Bayes, then you're going to have to sue him and get the money. It's that whole headache, avoid it. You don't have a chiyuv. That's the chiddush here. Mutaf, it's better. Not us to do it your way.
It sounds like the Israel of Egos is because I'm going to do something wrong. Nothing to do with that.
Of course, if it's wrong, you know this guy, he's got evil needles.
I'm not going to lend him the money because I have an issue that I can't.
You shouldn't lend it to him. Not because he's a bad credit, right? Because you could get it, sue him, this and that. But because you're going to have to do an avera to get the money out of him. It's not going to be easy to get the money out of this guy. You're going to have to do things that are usur, i.e. no gase. You cannot press a guy who's Jewish when you know he doesn't have the money and ask him, no. Where's my money? Can't do that. So since you can't do that, and a guy like Zevi is going to push you to do that because of his nidos, don't lend him the money. That's what he said.
Why would it be so significant? I signed Zevi up for
Debbie's not gonna, he's gonna activate their loan, but he's not doing an affair of lying, of co-fairing that he never got a loan. When you do not, Rabbi Berkus is asking a question as follows. He's saying, why does the Chafetz Chaim says it's better here not to lend to Zevi? He doesn't say it's usser to lend to Zevi. He doesn't say it's usser. You can do it and try to control yourself. Don't do it. Don't press him and wait patiently. And when he doesn't have it, go assume and Beis Din, take your Eidim, etc., and go to Beis Din. That's what he says to do. You can, but he says better off not to lend Zevi anything. That's the coming time. Okay? Ask Rabbi Berkus, why am I not doing an Issur D'oraisa like yesterday of Lifnei Iver? When I lend Zevi money, right? When I don't take a shtar, even if it's Zevi now, it's not Zevi. It's Rabbi Krieger, okay? No bad midos, good midos. And he's a Tamil Chacham. And if I lend him money without a shtar or Eidim or an IOU, I'm done an Isser of putting a stumbling block in front of Rabbi Krieger, then maybe he'll forget, I'll forget, someone will forget, and he'll come to do an Isser. So you have, and you're helping him do an Isser by not writing a shtar. That's an Isser to lend Rabbi Krieger money without a document. Why? Because you're letting him, you're testing him, and maybe he's going to say, I don't remember that. My memory doesn't remember that I owe you money. So therefore, always write the shtar to not give Rabbi Krieger the cheese for the mouse. That's the Isser, that you're giving him like the mild cheese. You're letting the, you're giving the, an opportunity to do the wrong thing. So says Rabbi Berkus, long-winded, but this was necessary to understand what he was saying. Why don't you have that same Isser now when Yona lends Zevi the bad midos boy money, right? And says, you know what? I'm going to go to my Bad Musser, and I will not be a no-gays. I will not press him. I will not do it. Why aren't you also doing an Isser to Zevi by giving him cheese? Now he knows he doesn't have to pay back. He's not going to pay on time. He's not going to do this, et cetera, et cetera.
You're
also doing an Isser of Lifnei versus Rabbi Berkus. You're going to worry about your neshama, and you're not going to press Zevi when you know he doesn't have money. You're going to wait exactly when he gets payday, when his boss, Reuven Lowenstein, gives him money every month in an envelope. You're going to run and try to grab that envelope immediately, but you won't press him the day before, the day after. The day after the salary comes, then he goes to the bar and drinks all the money. But the day that Reuven gives him the money, he's going to grab it from him. Okay? So why is this not Lifnei Iver to Zevi? Why are you lending him anything? Don't lend this guy. He's a drug addict. He can't do it.
Presumably, Zevi signed a paper saying that he got money from him.
Right.
So there's not going to be.
But he won't pay. He's not going to pay. He's going to keep saying.
It's a paper that's saying, I got money from
him. But it says, it's a mitzvah that says you have to pay on time. And now you know you won't be able to pay on time because he's Zevi. He's always late. He then can't pay on time. Understand? That's Rabbi Berkus's kasha. You have a tear to Rabbi Berkus for your kasha. Yes, you do. Where do we see that not paying on time is an Issur D'oraisa? Where did you see that that's Lifnei Iver? But Rabbi Krieger denies that he ever got a debt from me because I didn't make him sign a shtar, and he's kofar. He's lying. He's doing an Issur. He's kofar mamon. In Shemayim, he's in big trouble. That's an Issur. Gezel, whatever you want to call it. Right? Neva. Whereas, what is Zevi doing? So he's late, big deal. He still paid the shoppers. He still paid the money at the end of the day. It's not the same level of Isser. You know what I'm saying? And you have a shtar, as Nachman said, go to Beis Din and collect your money. Isn't that an Isser by lending to him? Isn't that an Isser, even though you know he's got problems, drug problems? I don't think it's the same Lifnei Iver. Here, he's not holding it's Lifnei Iver to lend to Zevi. But the one thing I want to get back, yes, Ari Buddha.
Is he saying over here that we shouldn't? It's better not to lend to this person because.
Mutav, right, better.
Because I won't get my money back?
No.
Or because I won't be able to lend to other people?
No, neither.
Which one?
Because I'm going to have to press Zevi and ask him, right? Read it again. Look what it says.
So let's say I can't. Let's say I can't control myself. And I'm taking the basin and I don't practice.
That's right. We'll do it.
Go for it.
Go. Look. Read it again. Tell me what I'm missing. Imu makir. Read the test again. You tell me if I'm making a mistake. Imu makir bahalove. I see in the borrower shehu bal midah raw. That's Zevi. The eno makpid al mama. No, Victor, you're here. Oh boy. You never hear this. He doesn't care about other people's money. And now Riona's worried that Zebi's going to spend all the money. He won't collect. No money to collect. Mutab Besser Shelo Yalbehu. Better not to lend him. Why? Nima Shialbehu, and if you do let it in, you start with Anzo. You'll have to do what? Pressurize him, nag him when you know you don't have the money, which is an Isser. But you have holy day low nidos. That's a Isser Doraisa on Yonah. The Isser Bechoshin Mishpat, it says in Bechoshin Mishpat, Simit Sadi Zayin, Sif Dalit. This idea that you're not allowed to go and press a guy when he doesn't have the money. Ayn sham on the halove haoseke, the borrower who doesn't pay on time, right, and is not doing his job, nikra rasha. He's a rasha. So maybe this sounds like Rabbi Berkus a little bit. We're gonna look in that Choshen Mishpat Sif, okay? We'll get the Choshen Mishpat boys, Rabbi Mandel. I see you over there. You're gonna go look up. What's going on in Choshen Mishpat Sadi Zayin Sif Dalet? What is Zevi's Avera that he's called a Rasha? Exactly. And why is there no Lifnei Iver when you lend to a guy like Zevi in general? With a star, okay? We'll get there. And also we have to look up this last thing. But the simple shot is what I got excited about this halacha was something that's in the brackets. It says here, you're not allowed to lend to Zevi. I'm below Mashkon. Better not to lend to Zevi unless he's going to give you collateral. Okay, right there. Like his computer, his watch, as he's wearing a watch, his glasses. He gives you collateral to think. So what is that for me? Meaning to say that once you have collateral for Zevi, once Yona gets a computer that's worth the amount, worst comes to worst, if you don't pay me, I take the computer and I sell it. Sell the thing. I sell it on the Yad Shtayim or whatever, eBay, whatever it is. I sell it and I get my money back. Assuming that the Mashkon is value of the debt. Why is this a very exciting thing here for me? It reminded me of the Chazon Ish in Emunah and Bitachon, who discusses that when you follow the halacha, it is the greatest forcing of a person to work on his nidos. That's what he says. The confluence of having to adhere to the halakha is going to bring out all of your bad nidos. Meaning to say, the fact that you have to wake up on time for shachris is going to combat your laziness, your atzlus, whatever it is, all of those things, another halakha that you may have to do to object strict adherence to halacha. You have to object if someone is, let's say, mevazet talmid chacham in your presence and you have to stand up against that guy. All your midos are going to be challenged, right? Because you're scared, you're shy, you're insecure, all that stuff. Immediately having to follow halacha forces your midos to grow. That's the number one laboratory, says the Chazon Ish. Build the person is having to follow the halacha, right? You have to say Kriya Shema Lamit, then you're falling asleep, and you're exhausted, and you're tired. Okay, now comes the halacha and says, you're gonna have to do it, even though you're exhausted. Or here, right? A tremendous midah that everybody has is fear of losing their money. Not everybody, but many people have. This is a big one, right? Not giving away their money, lending their money. I don't want to, how do I know? And now I know, now Yona knows that Zevi is a bad debt. He's not going to pay. right? It's not going to be an easy job. And the first thing that Yonah is going to do when approached by Zevi, based on his own mythos, is to just say, "I love you. It's great. Let's stay chavrusas, but let's keep money out of this." You know, he's just going to immediately say it with full justification. Full. It fits right into his fear of losing his money. Allah is with him. But look at what it says in the brackets. If Zevi has a computer to give Yonah to secure the 100 shekel debt or whatever it is, the 200 shekels, is this going to make Yonah comfortable to give the loan if he's a generally stingy guy? That would be the first thing on his mind when Zevi comes and says, "Can I borrow money?" The first thing he's going to do is probably open up the Chafetz Chaim and say, "Oh, sit, pass, it's over, goodbye. Zevi, leave me alone, don't give me a headache." But if he really wants to follow the halakha properly, he's going to have to confront his fear, even with Zevi, especially with Zevi. And before you kick Zevi out and say, "No, sir, I'm not lending you money, no matter how much bad, what a sorry story you give me about how you're collapsing, and they're going to kick you out of yeshiva if you don't pay the tuition, blah, 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 it's over," and you see he's in danger, he's crying. But you say, "Listen, sit fast. You're a guy who's not going to be responsible to pay you back." And then the Yitzhak Tov is going to pop up. "Wait, maybe Zevi has a mashkon. And you actually do have to give him the money. What's back? The fee was back on a guy like Zevi." So even a guy like Zevi, who pushes all of your money buttons and makes you scared that you're not going to get it back, you still have to lend it to him if you really want to follow the money, if he's got a mashkon.
The same level of fee. With the same level of fee.
Why not? Well, let's assume, yeah, same level, why not? What's the difference about Zevi with a mashkon versus Rabbi Krieger without a mashkon? Remember, Zevi is the loser who spent all the money, and Rabbi Krieger is very responsible. Well, no difference. What vis-a-vis lo yigos, if that's the issue that you're worried about, that I'm going to have to press Zevi and say, no. You don't have to press him. I got the computer. I was over with it. You don't want to pay. I go to the computer store and I sell it tomorrow morning. It's over. So then what's your reason now for not giving it to Zevi? I'll tell you why. You don't like to lend money. You don't know Abbas Chesed. You don't want to do Chesed. You're stingy. And you're just using Zevi's bad mythos as an excuse. So here you see the ability when you really want to do the right thing. It's going to force you, halacha, real adherence to halacha, is going to force you to overcome all of your bad mythos, all of your issues. And it's going to happen if you don't follow halacha carefully, and you don't really care. Then you don't have the Chazon Ish's promise. Just follow the halacha and watch how all your bad mythos are going to pop up like popcorn. You're going to see all of your problems pop up on a daily basis if you really follow halacha. If you don't follow the halacha, you kind of smear it around. You can avoid a lot of your issues. They never come to the forefront. You understand? They'll come up from your wife, your children, but not the halacha. But here you see, no. If you follow the halacha now, you're going to have to lend to Zevi, the loser, the money spender. You're going to have to do it. Just we check out if he's got a mashkon first. Check that one question, and the whole issue disappears. The 3 hours you spent talking about whether or not I should lend to Zevi, how much you really want to, but you can't. All the blah, 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 with the Madrid, talking it over with people and rabbis and therapy and marriage. Everybody's talking, everybody really at the bottom. You don't want to lend it to him, and you know you don't want to lend it to him. If you're so involved in denial and garbage, the mashkon is going to bring out very quickly whether or not you are legit or you are a fake. That's halacha penetrating. You know what I'm trying to say? Let's continue. One more quick one, okay? I hope everybody understood what I was saying, because it's big. Im ba Shimon etzel Reuven. Okay, so again, we're staying with our normal case. Zevi comes to Yonah, the Omer lo. Zevi says, lend me a money. About Teda, you should know. I cannot pay you in one shot back. I need 1,000 shekels now, but I'm going to make a payment plan. Okay? I can pay you 25 shekels a week, let's say. I'll give you the lump sum. I'm going to do it in slow payments. You are not obligated to lend him. Yona does not have to lend him money when he's going to come up with a payment plan. Mitzad Adin, we're going to go into this tomorrow. Mitzad Adin, the halacha lemaisa is he doesn't have to lend him the money knowing that he's not going to get back the full 1,000 in one shot. About Mitzad Geder Ha'ava, Ba'achva, but if you want to be a neder, Zevi's not a bad guy now in this case. Zevi's a good, normal person now. Or he's got a mashko. Okay, but he says, I'm going to pay you back piecemeal. Small payments. Payment plan, do it. He says, Mitzad Ahava Ba'achva, you yes have to look. Nachon, it's the right thing to do. La'hatid gam ba'ofen zeh. That's the right thing. But Mitzad Adin, you don't have to. We're going to get into this halacha deeper tomorrow in the sources to understand exactly what this comes up many, many times. These permutations of payment on time. After what you asked me yesterday is also in the Fair Mind Crime Directory here about paying. You know he's going to be late, but he's going to pay. It's all coming. Okay? But we'll stop here today. I have to do something to make this a Musa Shmur. So we did. Have a good day.